USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump was supposed to be welcoming the 2018 Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles to the White House. Well, the president canceled that appearance because many of the Eagles said they were not going to show up. This all goes back to President Trump's comments regarding the national anthem. So what the president decided to do instead is he will be hosting an event that honors America at the White House today and will be playing the national anthem. Worth noting, not one Eagles player did not stand last year for the national anthem. President Trump is changing his tune regarding a NAFTA deal with Canada and Mexico. White House National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow has the details.
You know, yesterday we met with the president a couple times, and he is very seriously contemplating kind of a shift in the NAFTA negotiations. His preference now, and he asked me to convey this, is to actually negotiate with Mexico and Canada separately. He prefers bilateral negotiations.
This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Full speed ahead for the summit next week between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Senator Rand Paul says President Trump's negotiating style is refreshing in Washington.
You know, I wouldn't overestimate or have too high of an expectations, but I've been very hopeful that it's the beginning of dialogue. I think the dialogue is good, and I think it's one of President Trump's strong points that he's willing to do this. Most other presidents would have studied this to death, litigated it to death, had so many preconditions that it never would have happened. And this is one reason why it hasn't happened. So, no, I think there's a big step forward. South Korea's been showing an openness to dialogue. Now the president is showing openness to dialogue. It's not a guarantee that we'll get something good. And, of course, when you do have dialogue and you do have diplomatic exchanges, it's a trust but verify situation.
Yeah,
so it may not be immediate peace, but I think the beginning of dialogue is a great thing.
Today, Delaware became the first state to offer legalized sports betting on individual games, this after the ruling last month by the Supreme Court. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Folks in California are going to the polls today, but a new study came out that said many people are leaving the state and moving to either Nevada, Oregon, or even Arizona. Christine Cothron is a small business owner in Phoenix, Arizona. She explains why people are moving from California to Phoenix.
It's financially related. By comparison, Arizona's income tax is half of what it is in California. It's real estate. People are being squeezed, including my own family, that are also business owners in the L.A. area, out of the home market. Real estate is 60% higher in California than it is here in Arizona. Safety is a huge one. My in-laws recently just made a home purchase here in the Grand Canyon state.
Cothron also talks about the message being sent to California lawmakers.
I think the message for much of the liberal parts of California, and I stand corrected that not all of California is liberal, my family and people I know abound, that you know, people are leaving. They're leaving for you know, cities like Phoenix, Arizona, where I live, and they're wanting, you know, security. They're wanting safety. They're not wanting to be in a nanny state.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.